Night Watches by John Macduff. The immutability of God. You are the same. Psalm 102, verse 27. What a fountain of comfort is to be found in the immutability of God. Not one ripple can disturb the calm of His unchanging nature. Were it so, He would no longer be a perfect being. He would undeify Himself. He would cease to be God. Change is our portion here. They shall perish is the brief chronicle regarding everything on this side of heaven. The firmament above us, the earth beneath us, the elements around us. All these things shall be dissolved. Scenes of hallowed endearment, they have fled. Friends who sweetened our pilgrimage with their presence, they are gone. But here is a sure and safe anchorage amid the world's heaving ocean of vicissitude. You are the same. All is changing, but the unchanging one. The earthly scaffolding may give way, but the living temple remains. The reed may bend to the blast, but the living rock spurns and outlives the storm. How blessed especially to contemplate the unchangeableness of our great High Priest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. True, He is in one sense changed, no longer the man of sorrows, the homeless wanderer. He is enthroned amid the glories of heaven. Seraphs praise Him, saints adore Him. But His heart knows no change. His ascension glories have not obliterated His tender human sympathies. We can think of Him receiving an outcast sinner, or stilling the storm, or standing at the gate of Nain, or weeping tears of pity over a lost city, or tears of sympathy over a buried friend. And right over all these, you are the same. The name which He bequeathed by angels to His church until He comes again is that same Jesus. His own Patmos title is His memorial for all time. I am He that lives. Believer, has He ever seemed to change towards you? Are you even now mourning over the withdrawal of that countenance whose smile is heaven? Are you saying in the bitterness of your spirit, has the Lord forgotten to be gracious? The change is with yourself, not with your God. Behind the clouds of your own departure, the sun of His love shines brightly as ever. He faints not, neither is weary. Or it may be you are laboring under other trials. The hand of your God may be heavy upon you. The secret thought may be harbored that some tear might have been spared, that your chastisement might have been less severe, that your bereavement with its dark accompaniment might have been mitigated or averted. Look upwards and take the psalmist antidote as your own. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Think that the same hand which was for you nailed to the cross is now pleading for you on the throne, ordering and controlling every trial, and over every dark providence writing the unanswerable challenge. He who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Oh, thus, pillowing your head on the immutability of Jesus, amid the rude buffetings of a changing world, you will be able, night after night, to say until the dawn of a morning breaks on you, which knows neither night nor vicissitude, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.